You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. The time is 7:22. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Joined once again by our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Once again, Ian, we will bring you back in just a little bit because, again, this morning we are very happy to welcome a guest into the studio. And for the second week in a row, terrific to talk about South Beach Up North 2025, the 19th annual Wausau Chamber Music Festival. And very happy to welcome back Michael Andrews. Michael, great to see you again.
Thank you, Chad. It's so great to be here.
Well, two performances down and three more performances to go. And now you have a different production coming up this weekend. And actually, it's interesting because you were in Wausau for Saturday and Sunday. You'll be back in Wausau Thursday at the Woodson Art Museum. But then you're spreading the wings again. You're heading up north to Minocqua. You're heading southwest to Marshfield. It looks like you said it's a whirlwind 2 weeks, but this will be a whirlwind week for you and your group,
yeah.
Isn't it?
We have three. Last week we had two different concerts. This week we have the same program in three different locations,
right.
And so we're doing Haydn, Shostakovich, and Chaminade piano trios. And the great thing about the Thursday concert at the Woodson, we've been playing at the Woodson Museum for 19 years, and we love it there. We love the space. One year there were quilts on the walls, and it's just a beautiful location to play. And the Woodson always gets over 100 people coming to our concerts, so we're happy to be playing there. And they have a wonderful Steinway piano. And then up in Minocqua, we play at the St. Matthias Church. And we actually had a salon several years ago at the Hagee's. And one of the people that attended said, you should have concerts here. So we started doing that. I don't know. I think it's about 5 years now. And we play there, and people really love it. And then over in Marshfield, how we got that connection is I was speaking to Sue Nelson from the Community Foundation several years ago, and I said, where else could we play? And she said, well, Marshfield has a Community Foundation. So we applied for a grant there. We got support from the Marshfield Community Foundation. And so we play at the Chestnut Center, which is a beautiful, it's an old church. So the acoustics are great. It's all wooden interior, and they have a beautiful piano. And so we do three different concerts in 1 week.
It sounds like people should just come up to you and say, hey, you should play here.
Right. Yeah, we're happy to do that.
Yeah, you're up in Minocqua, and then, hey, you're in Marshfield.
Anybody,
so you could go
exactly.
Elsewhere.
Anybody in the area, we're very happy to add you.
Again, Thursday for folks here in Wausau at the Woodson Art Museum at 6 p.m. And you said it's the same show for all 3 days. What is the show this week?
Well, it's all piano trios. So last week we did string quartets. A string quartet is two violins, viola, cello. A piano trio, sometimes people think, three pianos. No, it's actually a violin, a viola. Sorry, no, it's not. It's a violin and cello and a piano. So Lie Tanaka is coming back, and she is so charismatic, and she plays beautifully. We started playing with her when she was undergrad at Stevens Point, and now she has her master's and doctorate, and she's wonderful. She actually teaches now at the University of Arizona.
Mm.
And then Anna Cromwell is professor of violin and viola at University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. So the three of us are playing together. And so we're playing, starting with Haydn. Haydn is, he was an Austrian composer of the classical period, and he really formulated and invented the string quartet and the piano trio. So people say that he's the father of the symphony and the father of the string quartet. And so his music is really delightful, charming, and it really is easy to listen to. He was a friend and mentor of Mozart and a tutor of Beethoven.
Hmm.
And then Shostakovich, completely different style and feeling. He was a Russian composer. He was really he had a hard life in Soviet Russia because the people in charge didn't want him to, you know, write Western music. Right. He had a very tough life. So his music is really, I think a lot of the angst that he experienced in his life is in his music. So there's like sharp contrasts and grotesque ambivalent tonality. But he was also influenced by Igor Stravinsky and Gustav Mahler. So, and this, the piano trio he wrote like when he was really young, and he was in love, and you can hear the beauty, but also the desperation and the tragedy of young love. And then we're ending with Cécile Chaminade. She was a French composer. She was the first woman in France to be awarded the Legion of Honor. And she was in sort of the same style of Saint-Saëns. And her music is rooted in the Romantic and the French tradition, but it's also tuneful, highly accessible, and mildly chromatic. Hmm. So she has her own style. She said, "I'm essentially of the Romantic school, as all of my work shows." And it's really, it's a big piano trio. It's a major work. So it will be really interesting to hear that. It's the final part of that program.
Very interesting. Again, at the Woodson Art Museum coming up on Thursday at 6 p.m. And we will have more with Michael Andrews talking about the South Beach Up North 2025 19th Annual Chamber Music Festival that's continuing this weekend. We have an information update featuring the Midwest Farm Report coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow straight ahead. The time is 7:29. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Again, we are talking to Michael Andrews from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble, the man behind South Beach Up North, WASA's 19th Annual Chamber Music Festival. I got to ask you, because when you arrived here today, on your back, you got a big red container. And I said, are you going to play for... No, you got a rehearsal coming up. But I got to think, when you walk around with your instrument, you probably like that. You're out there, you're with your instrument. I just think it said a lot.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know. I guess you're the feeling you have with your instrument, because I imagine that is probably one of the most important relationships in your life.
Yes, my father bought the cello in 1968. And so I was in high school at the time. I've had that cello ever since. And he really, that's the best investment he ever made. I think he bought it for $600, and it's worth much, much more now. So it's an Italian, a modern Italian. It was made in 1911.
Right.
And it's a very special instrument. So, and that cello has traveled with me to Venezuela when I lived there, and has traveled up to New York. Actually, in our international tours, we've traveled to Brazil twice, and Argentina, and Mexico. So it's a well-traveled cello.
Was there anybody that you watched during your career that you really took away something significant from?
Well, I had many different teachers in college and then after college. And I think nowadays, especially with younger people, wherever they are, they have access to YouTube, and there is so much on YouTube. I mean, there's some good and bad on YouTube, but musically, it is like it's just an abundance of good music, good training. You can watch a string quartet, the Juilliard String Quartet, or even the Priority Quartet at the University of Wisconsin. My friend Perry Karp is in that. He's been there for 40 years. you should also, when you take the music, you should look at the score. Like if it's a string quartet, there's four different parts. Look at the string quartet score. Look at what the viola is doing. Look at what the other violinists are doing. When do you have sort of like a dialogue back and forth, or a piano trio with the piano? What's the important thing that the piano is doing when you have a solo? And then on the YouTube, it's really, there's great music. Rostropovich, for me, cellist Rostropovich, Yo-Yo Ma, Misha Maisky, brilliant cellists. And then there's new people, like on Instagram, there's a German woman, and I can't remember her name, but she's playing a cello concerto by this woman who was a composer in France in the 1800s, and I never had heard of her before. So there's so much music out there. You really have to pick and choose and focus on good music.
We talk about the shows that are part of the Up North 2025 Festival. How many shows do you do personally a year?
In Miami, we do one program in Miami Beach and then also Coral Gables, so the same program. So we've done about 5 or 6 programs each year. And so that's, if we do 5, that's 10 concerts. But we also work with Dance Now Miami, which is a wonderful local contemporary dance company. And we always do one collaboration with them at the Miami Beach Botanical Garden. So this past Easter, we did Blossoms for Peace. So that was all about flowers. Yeah. We did a lot of different flower songs, which we included in the Mozart of the Move this summer. This coming year, we're going to be doing a collaboration with a puppet master. So we'll be doing lots of different little songs with his puppets. We're also hoping for the best, because in this age where all the arts are being canceled, from the county to the state and the federal government, we're very concerned because we don't know yet what our funding will be. And we get funding from grants from the city of Miami Beach and also Miami-Dade County. So we're very lucky here in Wausau to be really fully supported by the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin and a lot of other supporters.
These productions do not happen magically. You mentioned the Community Foundation being such a great supporter, but you also have some other wonderful supporters. They deserve some recognition as well.
Sure. So let me just start. Our support for 19th Annual South Beach Up North is provided through the Community Foundation Grants Program of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, with funds provided by the Community Foundation and the BA and Esther Greenheck Foundation. We also get support from the Dudley Foundation, Ellison Realty of the North, Gowie Abstract and Title Company, Marshfield Area Community Foundation, 98.9 WXCO, thank you, Redmond Realty Group Minocqua, the Greg and Sally Reinflisch Performing Arts Foundation in Marshfield, St. Matthias Episcopal Church, Sternweiss and Sons, Marshfield, Bailey Strasburg with First Weber in Minocqua, UMR, Wausau Conservatory of Music, Wisconsin Public Radio, and the Woodson Art Museum.
Fantastic. Wonderful supporters. Once you get through this weekend, I probably won't see you until next summer again.
Exactly. Unless you come down to Miami for a concert.
There you go. But when do you start thinking about the 20th annual Up North Festival? When do you start thinking about what you want to do with that?
Well, first of all, I'll see if the players that we played with, brilliant players these 2 weeks, to see if they're available and when they're available. We really love working with Anna Cromwell from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and Lee Tanaka is great. And then Rochelle Pearson from the Wausau Conservatory. And we also have our Angela Kratchmer, who comes up from Miami. She's actually from Iowa, so it's an incentive for her to go see her parents when she's up here. Mm. So once I get back next week, I'll sort of take a breather, and then probably in September start reaching out to people and also looking for what music we'd like to play.
And I guess to wrap it up, to let people know where they can catch you and these very talented musicians this weekend, starting on Thursday here in Wausau.
Right. Thursday is at 6 o'clock at the Woodson Museum. It's free. Come early because it's always a packed crowd. Friday in Minocqua at 7 p.m. at St. Matthias Episcopal Church. And then Sunday in Marshfield at 2 p.m. at the Chestnut Center for the Arts.
Fantastic. And Michael Andrews, again, thank you for bringing this up to Central Wisconsin. It's always great to see you, and it'll be before we know it when we're talking again.
I know. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Michael Andrews, again, from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. Get over to Woodson Art Museum Thursday at 6 for a wonderful, wonderful production. The time is 7:59. At the top of the hour, news update, information update, news, weather, and sports. And then back to Pat Kreitlow. We still have another hour to go. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow Ian and I will be back at 22 after the hour and 52 after the hour with more editions of the WXEO Morning Report. Glad you could be with us here on this Wednesday morning, 98.9 WXEO. Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 8:23. Partly cloudy. Again, that haze out there here in downtown Wausau. 62 degrees at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. It is the WXEO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXEO. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, did not get much of a chance to hear your voice in the first hour as we continued with Michael Andrews talking about the South Beach Up North concerts that are, again, coming here this weekend, including on Thursday here in Wausau. But chance now to get a proper good morning to you.
Good morning, Jen.
You are off to a fantastic start when it comes to the number for the day quiz.
Yeah, I'm definitely making a comeback from last week.
Yeah, bouncing off the canvas after getting knocked down last week and now two for two this week. Already clinched a passing grade for the week. You'll try to clinch a winning week already here on this Wednesday when we wrap up the show at about 8:57 or so with our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
We've talked plenty of some really, I think, interesting folks this week. We had Michael Andrews again in the first hour. Yesterday, of course, we talked about that wonderful GoFundMe when it, in terms of raising money for a special scholarship at Wausau East High School. And it was just, I thought, a really great conversation with Ken Smith and Allison Oliphant.
Very touching.
Yeah, in honor of Laura Morris, a former Wausau East student and faculty member who passed away in her early 30s after a fight with breast cancer last November. Terrible. If you missed that discussion, if you missed the discussion on Monday when we had a very special discussion with Alicia Hoffman talking about a back-to-school bash in Athens, where she is raising donations of back-to-school supplies for kids and families in need. Again, another wonderful idea, another very worthy opportunity for you to give back to those who are in need. All of our segments here for the WXEO Morning Report and our discussions, including unedited discussions as well, we record on YouTube, so you can actually watch and see our discussions here in studio. But go to WXEO.fm, go to the WXEO news segment. There's always every day, there's a WXEO news roundup, about 8, 9, 10 minutes of area and local news where you can get up to speed on what's going on here in North Central Wisconsin, but also our WXEO Morning Report is there. To click on whichever day you want, you'll get our show notes. It'll have a description of what we talked about that day, plus links to the YouTube interviews and other links, the Alicia Hoffman interview on Monday. We have a bunch of links on how to contact her in order to give your donation of school supplies. Yesterday in our discussion about the Wausau East Scholarship in honor of Laura Morris, we have the link to the GoFundMe, so you can get there and then make a small donation. I mean, so many, if you go to that link, you see the donations that are coming in. Yeah. There are $5 donations or $10 donations, $15 donations, whatever you are able to give. And then that scholarship will be funded for a number of years. And it's in honor, again, of a very special person in the community, somebody that was beloved by many, Laura Morris. So, again, go to our website, WXCO.FM. Among many things you can find there, you are able to go back and hear our WXCO morning reports and our interviews as well.
And with everything that's going on in the news right now, you know, it's nice to see and hear stories like this of people, you know, making a difference to help out different parts of our community, like helping the school kids or helping for cancer patients, like, you know, things like that, and are really important to our community. And it shows that people care and that they want to help, and it really means a lot.
Nope, you're
like
exactly
you said,
right.
It doesn't have to be a big donation.
No.
Every size donation helps, even if you just buy like a couple of notebooks or some pencil molds, or even just like a $10 donation. I mean, it's not the amount that matters. It's the donation itself that counts. The fact that you are willing to give a part of your time and effort to help these causes, it means a lot more.
And also, in our society, and I'm going to say it right out loud, the kind of person that's the president of the United States does not encourage this kind of giving. It's all about me. It's all about how much can I get? How much can I, you know, grift you for my own personal benefit? Mm. There are still lots of people out there that are willing to step forward. And I'm not talking about just liberals. I'm talking about conservatives and everybody in the middle. There are good people all over the place
just
in our
about
communities.
People.
Exactly. But we are not getting a good example from the top. And it's wonderful to get these good examples that you're able to see in action in our communities doing the right thing. And I just wish, I can disagree vehemently with so many of the things this president does. I just wish he would stop using racial slurs in public. I wish he would stop swearing on the front of the White House. I wish he would stop acting like a petulant child and start to show the kind of moral leadership that we've come to expect from a president of the United States.
So exactly.
Just a
I agree.
Quick thought getting off the good part, but I do think we all are responsible for doing the things that we would like to see others do in our communities as well.
We all can make a difference.
We certainly can. The time is 8:29. We have an information update coming up. News, weather, sports, all straight ahead. And then back to Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 8:52. And again, we'll see if Ian can make it three in a row with our number for the day quiz.
All that, my best.
Yeah, all of that and a bunch more here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The time is 8:53, WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 67 degrees and partly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Hey, when we're done, make sure you keep it right here all day long, as coming up from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., it is Matt and Air on Air. Political strategist Joe Sopecki will be on to talk about the state of Wisconsin's 2026 political cycle at 9:35. And then in hour number two, it will be Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And then today from 2 till 4, Todd Albaugh will be live from La Crosse for a fusion voting seminar today. And Pat Kreitlow and Trick V. Olson will also be joining Todd on the program later today. And Maggie Dawn from 4 till 6. Maggie is on vacation, but terrific guest host, Jim Santel. He is in, and he'll be breaking down the legal news of the week and a whole bunch more as well. So, again, if you're tuned in the morning here for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and our WXCO Morning Report, also make sure you keep it right here for the rest of the day. And also don't forget Tom Hartman from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Milwaukee Brewers win again last night, 5 in a row for the crew. They continue to have the best record in Major League Baseball. They knocked off the Atlanta Braves 7-2, winners of the first two games of that series. Brewers had a couple of two RBI hits, a couple of RBI singles, another run on a wild pitch, and it all adds up to a nice win. Freddy Peralta solid on the mound, allowing just one run in 5 innings. So the Brewers extend their lead. Cubs lose last night to the Reds. So the Brewers, I've been following the Brewers for nearly 50 years. Mm-hmm. And there's never been a year like this. I really don't. I mean, this is a year where they were not expected to be where they are by any stretch of the imagination.
And what a turnaround.
They started the year off by getting blown out by the Yankees 3 straight games. It looks like, oh, it's going to be a tough, tough year. And they are just winning, winning, and winning. It's just been pretty amazing.
Brewers. Keep it up.
And if you would like to be part of this Milwaukee Brewers season, you have a chance to win some terrific tickets to American Family Field. It is free Ticket Friday here on Civic Media.
That's right.
So make sure you tune in this Friday during the morning show here with Pat Kreitlow and myself. We'll give you a keyword to text in to win.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do it throughout the course of the day with our other shows as well. Again, all you have to do is listen for keywords throughout the listening day and text in the keyword to enter for a chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. And you got great winners so far, Chris in Sun Prairie, Kimberly in Wauwatosa, Jim in Brookfield, Penny from Plainfield, Kevin in Madison. We want to add your name to that list this Saturday. But you have 5 chances each day for your chance to win. And make sure you tune in Friday morning, starting bright and early in the 7 o'clock hour for your first chance to win here on 98.9 WXU. And you can only do it through the Civic Media app. So, again, if you have not downloaded the app yet, do so. Just go to your app store.
The app is free.
Yep, it will always be free. And that's what they tell us. At least that's what they tell me. But so get that app. Go to your app store. Search Civic Media. Download the app. And, of course, it's important to have as well because you can listen to our broadcast throughout the course of the day. You can listen to our high school sports broadcast starting in a couple of weeks. When we have 2 games on the same night, you can listen to the Sports 2 stream right there on your app as well.
That's right.
So, really, it's a great piece of technology. And we want to send you to Milwaukee to see those Milwaukee Brewers in a pennant race.
Yeah.
Heading down the stretch to the final 2 months of the regular season. So, lots of good stuff going on. Also, good stuff is Ian Welsh and the number for the day quiz.
Yeah, it's time to doing better than last week.
Yeah, time to do our final thing of the day as we do it every day. We spend the final few minutes giving Ian a quiz.
Yep.
And we have a number for the day. And I give him 3 choices, one of which is correct and is our number for the day. 2 are incorrect. And based on the math, he should get 33% correct for a week. And so that anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything beyond that, we go up, 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 and up. 3 out of 5 is a winning week. We have more right than wrong. 4 out of 5 is an A grade, and 5 out of 5 is the gold star week. Perfect.
Yes,
week.
It is.
All right. Our number for the day involves Sesame Street.
Oh, I love Sesame Street.
And, of course, some news about public broadcasting and Donald Trump cutting funding. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, one way or the other, that important programming like Sesame Street will continue. But our number for the day today is, in what year did Sesame Street first appear on the air? So what year did Sesame Street first appear on the air?
A very good question.
Exactly. Your choices are 1964, 1969, 1974.
So 1964, 69, or 74,
exactly.
Right? Okay. Okay. I'm going with my gut here. I am going to say 1969 is my final answer.
The first episode of Sesame Street aired on November the 10th of 1969.
Yes! I got it right.
3 out of 3.
Oh, a successful week.
Well, I tell you.
Gotta keep that momentum going.
We got potential some specialness before it's all said and done.
Ooh.
Have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Tomorrow, Nancy Stensel will be with us. Sean Wright will be with us as well. Matt and Air on Air next on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.